The U.S. Supreme Court is our first topic. President Joe Biden has reportedly met with three potential nominees to the High Court, and by next Monday, he's planning to announce his choice for the court's next Associate Justice. On our January 28th show, which you can find in our YouTube archives, we explored some of the likely frontrunners for President Biden's nomination. He's expected to follow through on a campaign promise he made to nominate the first black woman to the Supreme Court. If she's confirmed, it would be a historic appointment, though an ABC Ipsos poll conducted last month found that most Americans wanted the president to consider all possible nominees. Whoever is nominated will still have to be confirmed, and whoever gets confirmed will be replacing 83-year-old Associate Justice Stephen Breyer, who's retiring. Justice Breyer began his term on the High Court in 1994 after his nomination by then-President Bill Clinton. There's no limit to how long justices can serve. The U.S. Constitution says they can hold their office during, quote, good behavior. But Democrats have pressured Justice Breyer to retire during this term. Why? The timing of these nominations matters a great deal to America's political parties. Republicans generally want to seat conservative justices on the Supreme Court. Democrats generally want to seat liberal justices. Six of the current Supreme Court members were appointed by Republican presidents. Three were appointed by Democratic presidents. Those include Justice Breyer. So President Biden and his fellow Democrats, who control the Senate by the slimmest of margins, want to try to get Breyer's replacement confirmed this year because the midterm elections in November could change the political makeup of the Senate. If Republicans win back control of that chamber, it could make it harder for President Biden to get a liberal justice confirmed. CNN 10 contributor Rachel Janfaza has more on this process.
Now that Supreme Court Justice Stephen Breyer has decided to retire, President Joe Biden will nominate his successor. But just because Biden nominates a successor does not mean that his pick will automatically be confirmed to the highest bench in the land. The Constitution does not require that the candidate is a judge or even a lawyer, but that's been the case in recent history. Once Biden announces his pick, the confirmation process heads over to the Senate, where there will be hearings over the candidate in the Senate Judiciary Committee ahead of a Senate vote over whether or not to confirm the nominee. That vote requires a simple majority of 51 senators. If it's a 50-50 split, Vice President Kamala Harris could break the tie. You might be wondering, how long does this process take? Well, there's no clear answer to that question. It really depends. Usually, it takes months. But when Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg died in 2020, former President Donald Trump and Senate Republicans confirmed now Justice Amy Coney Barrett in less than a month. So, time will tell. But with the 2022 midterm elections on the horizon, Senate Democrats will likely look to follow a quick timeline towards confirmation while they have the Senate majority.